Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and welcome back to the Partner Center SDK Developer Training. In this module, we're going to talk about Office 365 subscriptions, specifically how do we transition them or upgrade them from one to another. We're going to look at a transition of a subscription overview, and then we're going to look at upgrading an Office 365 subscription. What's the process in doing so? Then we're going to look at two scenarios. First, listing the upgrade options, and then submitting the update request. So let's get started. First, we're going to do an overview on what subscription transitions are. What is it? The idea behind a subscription transition is when you want to transition or convert one Office 365 subscription to another higher subscription. So, for example, if you want to go from a small business license to an enterprise license, these are has nothing to do with Azure subscriptions. This is only Office 365. So what kind of transitions are supported? We can upgrade from a lower subscription to a higher subscription. For example, Office 365 Business Essentials up to Office 365 Enterprise E3. I can also upgrade with or without license assignments. For example, if supported, the upgrade can also reassign users to licenses with the new upgraded subscription. What kind of subscriptions are not supported? Downgrading. You can't downgrade from one subscription to a lower subscription. And you also cannot update subscriptions that also have add-ons associated with it. So how do I go about upgrading a subscription in Office 365? The way it works is that you're first going to request upgrade options for a particular subscription. So you're going to go to the subscription and say, give me all the upgrade options. Each option is going to reference the actual offer object in the upgrade. So you'll see what you're coming from and what the new offer object really is and what you have options to choose. You then are going to select the desired upgrade option and submit it to Partner Center with the upgrade type that you've selected. There are two types of upgrades that you can perform. One is an upgrade only, and this is when it's going to add the subscription to the customer and it's going to set the old subscription state equal to suspended. Now, the other option is upgrade with a license transfer. It's the same as upgrade only, but in addition, it's going to set all the users that have the old subscription license to the new license automatically. You want to keep that in mind, because if you go do an upgrade from one subscription to another one without license assignment, if you think about it, when one subscription is going to get disabled or suspended and the new one's going to get added, if you're, let's just say you're using email, you're using an Exchange license. If you don't do the license reassignment, then now that user does not have a valid license to their information, so they won't be able to get to their email. If you do with license assignment, it's going to make it easier because you're going to take that person that's have the old subscription, it's going to get the new subscription applied to them as well, so that they will have a zero service interruption. If some upgrades do support this, other ones do not, and you may have to deal with that some stuff on your own, so you need to take that into account. Let's see how we can upgrade or list all the upgrade options. What you're first going to do is get an instance of the partner object and then get an instance of the subscription. You'll then call upgrades.get for a list of all the upgrade options. And then you're going to get an instance of all the different those upgrade options and loop through all the results and displaying them to your customer. So here's how it looks. I'm getting my partner object, then I'm getting a particular subscription, and then I'm going to call subscription.upgrades.get. And now I'm going to enumerate through all the responses I got back. I'm then going to check to see, am I eligible for that particular subscription upgrade? And if I am, I'm going to display all the different results. I'm going to show you the name of the target offer that I can actually upgrade to and the type of upgrade that's supported. You may see a bunch of responses come back as pairs, where one comes back with, you can upgrade with upgrade only, you can upgrade to this offer with upgrade only, and the other option is you can upgrade with license reassignment with this offer. So you may see it showing up in pairs. I can also get the same data using the REST API. So I'm first going to authenticate, use an HTTP GET to get the upgrade's endpoint on a subscription instance, and include all the request headers. Here's what that looks like. So here I'm getting a particular subscription by going to a customer and then going to a subscription and then calling /upgrades. That's going to give me all the upgrades available. Here's what it looks like. In this case here, I just have one upgrade option. I have the upgrade option of doing upgrade only for this particular license. So here I'm upgrading to the Office 365 Enterprise E3, and you can see there that I have the ID of that offer. And I'm also specifying, am I eligible for this upgrade? Now, when you do this, Just keep in mind that this is not actually doing the upgrade. This is just giving me a list of all the different options that are available. How do we go about submitting the request? The way you're going to submit the request is using the managed API. You're going to authenticate with Azure AD and Partner Center. You're going to get an instance of the partner object, then get an instance of a subscription in the upgrade option, and then submit it back to Partner Center. You also want to look at the object that comes back to see if there are any errors. Here's what this looks like. I'm going to get the instance of a partner object, then the subscription, and then the particular upgrade that I want to perform. I'm then going to call subscription.upgrades.create and pass in that upgrade offer that I was looking for. It's going to give me back a response. If there are no errors in the upgrade errors or license errors collections, then I know that the upgrade was successful. However, if there were, then I may want to display those. So here's what I'm going through and saying, if there are any upgrade errors, then let's look at all the upgrade errors and let's write them out. There's an error code, there's a description, and there are also additional details that may come back as well. Here's a list of all the different upgrade error codes, and these are all documented on what each one of these mean. Some of them are pretty self-explanatory. For example, let's use the subscription add-ons present. So the subscription add-ons present, that means that I have add-ons on the original subscription, and when I'm trying to do the upgrade, I cannot do upgrades with add-ons. So I'd have to remove those add-ons, then do the upgrade, and then re-add them to the new subscription. You see here, I have another subscription that says it doesn't have any upgrade paths. So even though I tried to upgrade it, it wasn't valid. I can also see that if it tried to create a subscription and it failed, it would give me a not provisioned. So you see there's a bunch of different ones that are here. Also, subscription status not active. You can't upgrade a suspended subscription. So here's how I can go through and look at a list of all the different errors that come back for license upgrades. You see here, I've got the name of the user and their email and the GUID of the user ID in Azure AD, and then it will list out the actual errors that come back. That API fault error is a generic error that comes back from that is used in the SDK, and it has a bunch of different conditions I can apply to it. In this case here, we're just reusing it for the license error issue. Let's take a look at a demo and see how to go about doing this. So I'm going to jump over to my SDK tool, and I'm going to open up the upgrade subscription file underneath the subscriptions list. Now, what I need to do is I first need to go get a reference to a particular subscription. So here I've got my subscription ID and my customer ID. So here are my subscription operations. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say, let's go get a particular customer and a particular subscription. And then I'm going to call upgrades.get on that subscription to see all the upgrades that are available to me. Now, the console app then writes all these different options out that you see here. But it's then going to prompt the user to say, which upgrade do you want to create? So here it's going to go through and look at, enter the ID of this. So what that's then going to do is it's then going to run in this little link expression here that all this is doing is looking at all the upgrades that came back, and it's going to go find the particular upgrade that was specified using the ID that was passed in, and it's going to grab that value. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go run the upgrade. So I'm first going to check to see, is it eligible? And if it is, then I'm going to go through and apply it, which you'll see right down here. If it's not eligible, then I write out an error message. But here's where I'm actually running the upgrade itself. I'm calling subscription operations.upgrades.create selected upgrade. And so that's then going to go through and actually run the upgrade operation. Can also look at the same thing with the REST API. So we'll come over here to Office 365 and upgrade, and we'll see what this looks like. So here, I'm getting a reference to a particular customer and a subscription, but what we're interested in is this piece right here where I'm getting a list of all the different upgrades. So I'm going to V1/customers, there's the ID of the customer, there's the ID of the subscription, and there's my upgrades. So come back over here and you see this one in this case has no upgrade options, right? Here's another one where I do have some upgrade options here. In this case, we have two different options available to us. The first one is an upgrade only, and the target offer for this is the Enterprise E3 license. The other upgrade option that we have here is probably the exact same offer. Yep, Enterprise E3. But what you also see here is that this one is an upgrade type of upgrade with license transfer. So what I would do is go grab that object, and I would call upgrade to actually apply the license upgrade. So let's jump back to our slides, and let's wrap up this module. It's a fairly quick module, working with Office 365 transition upgrades. We looked at first what a subscription transition is all about, and then we looked at how we could go about upgrading an Office 365 subscription. And then we walked through two scenarios. One, using the managed API to both list all of the upgrade options that were available to us, and we did the same thing with the REST API. Then we also saw how to actually submit an upgrade option over to the Partner Center and upgrade a license using both the managed API and the REST API. Stay tuned for the next module when we talk about usage information and rated usage information with Azure in the Partner Center SDK developer training.